Hello, listeners, and welcome to the latest episode of the Arkansas Shrimp Tank. I'm your host, Rich Jensen, sitting here with my co-host, David Sims, and we're coming to you from the BRS Consulting Studios here in Little Rock. You know, whether you're a shark or a shrimp in the business world, there's always lessons to learn from others. The purpose of our show is to be a constant stream of knowledge to our listeners on all topics related to business and entrepreneurship. We interview business owners from various industries in order to uncover their keys to success. And ultimately, we find out whether our guest will swim or sink in the tank. Dave, we have some pretty exciting news about the Shrimp Tank today, don't we?
That's right, man. I'm excited to announce that the Shrimp Tank has joined the iHeartRadio Network. The iHeartRadio Network is the number one commercial podcaster in the United States, receiving more than 147 million monthly downloads on its network. Although most famous for its overall radio and music content, the podcasting platform is the fastest growing segment on iHeart's business. And of course, with Arkansas Shrimp Tank coming online, they have now gone to the top.
Exactly. Now they're going to get 150 million monthly downloads, because 3 million will come just from us.
That's right. Once Gordon gets it set up on those auto downloads, I mean, we run our numbers up really fast.
But we've been bragging that we're a nationally syndicated podcast, but now we've been invited to be part of the iHeart Radio Network. So we think that's pretty special.
Yeah,
that's we're pretty
sweet.
Excited about
very
it.
Very sweet. Yeah, very exciting.
So after
Just with this podcast with me, it ought to take.
That's right. It's going to launch, man. I mean, with a name like Glenn Crockett, a Dave Creek Media and Rock and Roll Band. I mean,
there we go.
Does sound like a rock and roll band. The Dave Matthews Band, the Glenn Crockett.
That's right.
Well, hey, plus our guest is really humble.
That's right. Well, I'm excited to have Glenn Crockett on the show. He came with high recommendations from one of our other guests. And let me just go ahead and introduce Glenn. He spent 25 years with Axiom Corporation in a variety of leadership roles before starting his digital marketing agency, Dave Creek Media. We're going to find out about where that name came from and what all the backstory is there on the show. He also provides business and sales coaching. He's the director of 10X Growth Accelerator, is an investor in several startups, and a member of Cadron Creek Capital. When not working on Dave Creek Media, other startups are helping businesses succeed. He enjoys anything outdoors like backpacking, kayaking, fly fishing, and he has 6 children and a wife who is his biggest fan. Boy, that's awesome.
Does she say that or does he say that?
She told me to say that.
Glenn, welcome to the show.
Thanks for coming in.
We've been looking forward to this.
Hey, Glenn, to get started, we like to do what we call icebreakers and just a little bit of seeking wisdom. So I got to ask you, tell us about the name of your company. Who's Dave and where's his creek?
That's interesting because we so first of all, who Dave is. So we had a trade show probably over a year and a half ago, and in setting up for the booth, I wanted to have some height in the booth. So I bought this giant, probably 6-foot cardboard cutout of this black bear, and we put it in our booth.
Had nothing to do with the company.
Attention
grabber.
We have an outdoor theme. So when I brought him in, people would come by and say, who's Dave? Who's Dave? Who's Dave? And I said, he's Dave.
Yeah. It's the bear.
So now we have, yeah.
Dave
so now when
the
people,
bear.
That's right. Now he's in our office. And when people come to our office, we have Picks with Dave, hashtag Picks with Dave.
Oh, so that's so
clients,
cool.
So now that's kind of Dave, our mascot. So, but the name came from when I left. Jeff Standridge is the co-founder. We thought about a lot of different names, and we kept coming back to an outdoor theme. You know, we talk about marketing being a journey, and you need an experienced guide. Mm-hmm. And so with that whole outdoor theme, I really like something with the outdoor name in it. And Jeff and I both are blessed to have houses at Fairfield Bay. And one of the main road is Dave Creek Parkway. So mm-hmm. I said, what about Dave Creek Media? That way they know what we're doing. So anyway, although we have been asked if we can convert VHS tapes to, you know, DVD because of the media piece, but that's kind of the where we got the name from. And if you look at our logo, we have on one side, we have very tall buildings like skyscrapers, like you would see in Manhattan. On the other side is more wooded, more rural. And so the idea being that in our many years at Axiom Corporation, working with very large companies like Citibank and Macy's and places like that, we learned a lot. Now we want to take that same knowledge and help smaller businesses do the same thing at a fraction of the budget. So that's kind of the whole outdoor, and that's kind of the meaning behind our logo and our company name.
I'm kind of feeling, Gordon, like we should have invited him to bring Dave the Bear down, and we could have taken that for our video picture.
That's right. We didn't even know Dave the Bear existed, so yeah, right. Maybe round two.
I think we need to get a big old, you know, shrimp fat thing on the wall here. You know,
6 foot shrimp and name it Dave.
We Dave are looking at getting one of those chainsaw carved bears, but it's a little harder to haul around. Yeah. Now, we took him to one of our clients in Conway, is a chiropractor, Bledsoe Chiropractic, and for her grand opening, we took Dave there, and we have a picture of him on a massage table. And he was a little flat. And we left him there overnight, and one of the workers came in the next morning, flipped the light switch on. Of course, there's a 6 foot bear inside. So we don't leave him anymore. We bring him home.
That's funny. You know, you're talking about Dave Creek Media. I was thinking, well, gosh, now I know where you guys are working all the time. You're out there at Fairfield Bay off Dave Creek, charging those big old fees for your marketing.
That's right. We'd love that.
Must be nice. Yeah. All right. So your website details that you and your team bring over two decades of international and domestic experience to meeting the needs of your clients. Share with our listeners a little background about your team and their expertise.
Yeah, we, we're fortunate. I have a really strong team, and Jeff was at Axiom for, I think, almost 20 years. I was there for over 25. I hired somebody else from Axiom. She was there over 30. So we bring a lot of experience, and we balance that. A lot of experience, and a lot of it is around the data piece, right? So there are a lot of marketers out there, and many of those are focused on just the image or the brand. But what we try to bring to the table is a more data approach, so something very, very targeted. But we try to balance that with experience, but then also some younger people that are on the team that can bring some different ideas. And a lot, focusing on the data, all of our marketing starts with the who. So who are we trying to reach? And sometimes the eye of the person working on the ad or shooting the video or the photography or those kind of things comes better from someone in that target group. So we have the ability to pull in different people based on what we're trying to accomplish and who we're trying to target.
It's amazing how those young people can help us, isn't it?
That's right. Well, and if our phone stops working, we can always get them to
that's
help us
right,
with
or
that,
our computer.
So. If we hadn't gone younger, we'd be recording this on a cassette tape.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I was wondering if your theme song, when you said, you know, we start with who, I was like, who? Who are you?
That's what my mind works.
You have this whole thing going with music. You know, right. I sound like a band. And are you going to sing for us later?
I might, yeah. All right. Sometimes that happens on the show.
Please, no.
Yeah. A rap song is my preference, right? I look like a rapper.
If I rap, it's always Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, Glenn, I got a question for you. In your time working, because you've obviously been in media and marketing for a while and then data before that, but since kind of starting Dave Creek Media, what's been your most fulfilling assignment you've completed for a client?
I alluded to a client earlier, a chiropractor that we started, and she actually worked at another chiropractic office and contacted me and said, I want to launch my own business. And so we had a meeting prior to that, and we kind of mapped out our strategy on what we wanted to do. And I was actually client number one, so I had an adjustment. You know, we're still doing the marketing, but, you know, she continued to be a long-standing client with us. And she will say when she first started that, you know, I think on our website it even talks about the percentage of her new patients that come from the social marketing that we help her with. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, what's nice about her is – it's not just us. We found that whenever the most successful conditions or most successful clients, it's a combination of us and them. So she's all over the place. She's posting. We're helping with targeting. We're shooting videos. We work together as a team. And that's really the way that we like to be considered as an extension of the marketing team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are many, but that's one that jumps out, you know, right away.
Especially because it was a startup. So you've seen grow from nothing to
that's exactly
a successful
right.
business.
In fact, she is. We will be we're shooting a video there, I think, this Friday. But we're going to not only is she doing well, but she is taking over two offices next door to her. And so we're going to be in for the demo when they start knocking down the wall and Mr. Gorbachev, knock down that wall. And, you know, so we're going to have a little fun with it. But that's another thing that she does is, you know, when I started this company, one of the rules is that we have to work with, you know, people that are fun. Now, not everybody's fun all the time, but, you know, there's sometimes when it's just, this is not the right fit for us. I had to, in corporate America, I had to do some things, not unethical, but just some unpleasant things with client, you know, working with clients that weren't that great. And I just said, we're not going to do that.
Right.
Life's too short. I don't have to do that.
So they have a sliding fee scale. The more fun you are, the lower their fee goes.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we're super fun, so we shouldn't cost anything.
That's
man.
Right. That's
you
right.
Should pay us.
Business. That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, Glenn, we want to transition a little bit to the next section, which is basically talking about business critical thinking. But one of the things we also have been focusing on a lot lately is company culture.
Okay.
And so kind of keep that in the back of your mind as David
yeah, and, not only how do you build it in your company, but how do you help companies that you represent build it? Because if I heard you correctly on the last question, you guys can start with, you can do startups. I mean, you help the coaching and the setup, and you help them think through all the media and marketing and other issues for startups. So let's talk and dive a little bit deeper into marketing in 2019. What are business owners and entrepreneurs missing if they aren't keeping up with the times?
Well, you know, the technology changes on a regular basis. You know, we're on Facebook every day, executing campaigns, Google AdWords, email, all of those things, and they continue to change the rules. And so keeping up with that is really difficult. You know, one of the things that I talk about is within our team is that complexity creates opportunities. So the fact that it is hard makes it critical that you have a business partner that can stay up to date and help with those kind of things. So
can you kind of clarify for me? So when you take changing the rules, you're saying like Google is changing the rules or Facebook is changing
right.
the rules about what you can and can't do and how you can do it?
Exactly. One good example that most people are aware of is that within Facebook, you could get very targeted on segments of consumers, people that certain ages and certain income and things like that. You could get very, very targeted. Well, based on the issues I had last year with some breaches, they have now pulled those audiences out. So you can't now you can't select. Now you can still get there, but it's a different path.
Wow.
They use some, for certain ads, they use artificial intelligence to look at an ad and see how much content or how much text is on it. And so they will kick back ads based on, the AI telling them has too much content.
Mm.
So we have to do things to help offset that, and we know going in before we start, political ads have certain requirements, things like that. So we keep up with that on a regular basis, and that's a big thing, just keeping up with the different changes that are happening out there.
Mm-hmm. So let's say a business is just getting started, capital's tight because it's a startup. What would you say are the essentials to getting going?
And to me, that one, it's you have to understand your unique value proposition, right? So why, when I meet with a new business and they're doing something, I get kind of blunt, I would say, who cares? So you're doing this. Why would I not buy it from somebody else? And you guys have heard the, better, cheaper, faster. You can't be all three. You can only be two. But you've got to figure out what lane you're in. Where do you play? How are you unique to the marketplace? And if you can't define that, then it's going to be really hard to compete. The next piece, and this goes back to our data background, is you have to identify, we call it your ICP, your ideal customer profile. And so we have two different tools, really, that we use for that. One is we're able to take customer lists and overlay demographic lifestyle data and build out a profile or a persona on what that customer looks like. And that's helpful because now if you know what the customer looks like, then it will help you identify other people that look like that. And then also what's important to them. So if we identify that your customer, ideal customer for Shrimp Tank are millennials, we might be on Facebook, but that's probably not, they're more Instagram and more Snapchat, right? So it can help define the channel. It can help define the messaging, the creative. They like videos. All those things go into based on that ideal customer profile. And then you try to communicate that value prop to that segment.
Interesting. Well, marketing gurus seem to be popping up everywhere. So if somebody needs these services, what do they need to know or ask to make sure they aren't getting swindled?
To make sure they're not getting swindled, well, I think...
Even not intentionally swindled, but hey, I just hired someone and they promised all this, but they really don't have the expertise.
Or led down the primrose path. I mean, we've seen clients who've and said, well, it's a $200,000 package. Mm-hmm. And then they actually find a firm that could do the same thing as good as for $50,000, yeah, you know, $20,000.
Well, that's, I mean, you mentioned a key. When someone promises something, that is really hard as in marketing, right? You know, I can't remember who it was, but somebody said, you know, only half of my marketing is working. I just don't know which half. So some of it is very hard to know what's working. So, you know, the approach that we have, and if you were on our website, you probably saw our values that we post on our website. When you walk in, there's actually a in our conference room, we have a, you know, it's a big bear. It's Dave, right, with all of our core values. And so one of those is putting yourself on the client side of the table. So when we meet with the client, we immediately get on their side of the table. And we're thinking through, if these were my dollars to spend, how would I spend them? So, you know, it's thinking through their view, not your view. If someone comes in and starts talking about what they can sell you, then they're probably not looking at it for your best interest. We start every process with a discovery document where we're asking questions. And sometimes we get to the end of it and, you know, this might not be the right fit, and we're okay with that.
So, you know, if they start by asking questions, at least they're doing the right thing for the laying the groundwork to be in a good,
that's,
good fit.
That's exactly right. I mean, how can I tell you what you need unless I know what you need, right? I mean, it's the, you know, Jeff and I talk a lot about four-step sales process. And, you know, first step is the relationship. The second is understanding what the needs or pains are that you're trying to address. And the third is, you know, defining a solution, if you have one, to address those pains and needs. And then the fourth is really simple, and that's asking for the business. And mm-hmm. So if you skip any of those steps, if I go from, hey, it's great to meet you, would you like to buy this water bottle or whatever? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't need a water bottle. Well, I didn't take the time to ask. So, you know, you've got to find someone who's really trying to get your best interest, and you can usually tell by the way they ask questions.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to transition now to we used to call them quick hitters. Now we call them shrimp cocktails. So these are small, quick tidbits of wisdom that you can give our listeners. So I know there's a lot of people out there, because especially if their startup budgets are tight, and so they become do-it-yourselfers. Mm-hmm. So for all the do-it-yourselfers out there, what would you say they're missing out on by not utilizing a professional?
And we have some that we refer to as DIYers, right? You know, mm-hmm. that they, and sometimes they'll come in and they'll meet with us so they can get more information so they can do it themselves. And that's right. Okay. We sometimes refer to ourselves as Tom's Shoes and Marketing, because there are some small companies that really can't afford us, and we wouldn't be able to give them the time that they need.
Right.
You know, there are so many options, YouTube videos, Google searches, things like that. You can absolutely learn how to do those things, but you will be limited on scope, because maybe someone understands how to post social ads on Facebook. Well, do they know that video typically has a greater response? So where do I get videos? I need someone that can video, I need someone that can do video. I need a graphics designer. I need somebody for Google AdWords. I need somebody for our website because they're having a poor experience. I may need a landing page. All these things come into play. And when you work with a professional, oftentimes you can take pieces of all those different areas and not have to have one person at your location try to figure it out. And quite frankly, you know, you guys have heard, you know, you need to be, as a leader, as the owner or founder, I need to be about the business and not in the business. And if I'm doing all of it, then I'm not out selling. I'm not out doing those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. So piggybacking on that, at what point in a business's growth would you say that it's imperative that they get an outside marketing firm? If they don't get it from the get-go, they just get started on their own, at what point do you think they're going to need a firm like yours?
You know, I think a lot of it comes down to workload. If they find that they're spending more time doing that than they are out trying to get new business, they probably ought to look at hiring somebody. You know, if you're a one-person deal, you have to do it all.
Right.
But at some point, you don't have the time to continue to invest in learning the skills or keeping up with the changes, all of those things, and it's time to partner with somebody. And we help some clients where we go in and we'll help for a while, and then we'll help them transition. In fact, on many of the websites that we build, you know, we'll build it, but it's under their login, so they can make changes and they don't have to come to us for a fee on it. Mm-hmm. So we try to put ourselves on the other side of the table and do what would be best for the client.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, I think about that. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, BRS, we do a lot of consulting, but we also do some asset management, and there's an awful lot of folks that
that's all they look at is, I don't need to pay someone to manage my assets because I can, there's all sorts of stuff on the internet and et cetera, et cetera. And we always say, you know, for the people that we work with, it's not the portfolio management that's the key. It's all the knowledge that comes with it around the taxes, around, you know, what's happening in the economy, et cetera, et cetera. So,
and the experience, right? Exactly. I mean, you know, I said I was at Axiom for 25 years. You know, in 25 years, you have to learn something, mm-hmm. right? I mean, yeah. So just the experience, I've been through it. I have scars from it.
Right.
You know, I have made bad decisions, and that's okay because, you know, I heard somebody say, stumbling is okay because it's a way to propel you forward faster, right?
Right.
So, mm-hmm. you know, you've got to make some mistakes or you're not going to learn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's really true.
Excellent, excellent. So what tools or resources are out there that, you know, entrepreneurs can utilize to educate themselves on marketing and brand so maybe they can come to you with a little bit of an understanding of what they're looking for instead of you having to start from scratch?
Well, my, you know, the first resource they should go to are the, you know, the Shrimp Tank podcast.
There you go. They,
you know, they can,
ding, 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 ding. Yeah, 150 million
dollars. Yeah, there's the Arkansas. Yeah.
You know, but there really are a lot of podcasts that are out there. There are some that I watch, even some, you know, some reality shows around marketing. Those are all interesting and they help a little. But, you know, there are a lot of resources, especially, I know you mentioned earlier that, that I co-lead the 10X Growth Accelerator. You know, that's, somebody referred to it as an MBA in 20 weeks because mm-hmm. these companies that we get in from all over the state, and it's held in Conway right now, that we get from all over the state, get to hear speakers with expertise in different categories and get to interact with them and ask, you know, questions related to their specific business. And then we get to meet with peers and ask questions. So we're building peer groups where people can, you know, what did you learn about this? And what do you think about this? And so I think getting into a network, whether it's, you know, an accelerator or something else where you can share best practices, you know, bad experiences, whatever, with others is critical.
Yeah. Share a little bit with our listeners about the 10X Growth Accelerator. Just so, how do you get in? Is it an open forum? Can anybody show up or do you have to be invited into it?
Yeah. So 10X, we did two sessions last year. We're still waiting on approval for this year, but it's sponsored by the AEDC, Matova, UCA, Startup Junkie, and Conductor. And what we do is we publicize it, the event. And last year was 20 weeks, and we've cut it down this time, and I think we're going with 14 weeks, but it's every Tuesday from 3 to 6. And we have companies, we've had companies, many come from Northwest Arkansas down. So every Tuesday, they're getting in a car and driving 3 hours down to the session. This last cohort, we had a company from Harrison, we've had some from Jonesboro, from Stuttgart, these come Fort Smith, they come from these different areas, and they come in, and we have a process that we follow to help them. It's 10X to 10 times their business, and it's a different mindset. When you start thinking about 10 times what you know, whatever you're doing now, how do I get 10 times, everything has to change, right? I mean, you have to be very organized. You have to take some risks, and it's fun to watch the people in the sessions. When they'll get it, the light bulb will come on and they'll go, well, I can't keep doing that. I mean, I don't need an org chart because there are only three of us, right, or five of us. But I can't 10X unless I have an org chart. Even if my name is in three or four of the boxes, I have to prepare myself to 10X. And so,
right. Anyway. So is it an invitation only?
It is.
Okay.
We actually take applications and then we will vet those. And the requirements are is that they have to be, you know, growth companies. We don't want somebody that's just in maintenance mode. And the revenue is from 100 million to 10 million, which is a pretty broad range. Mm-hmm. And this last cohort, we had a company that was at like 9.5 million. And so it was interesting to hear the issues they have compared to those at, you know, 150,000 or 200,000. So it's, you know, it's a great program. And, you know, the companies that we videotape, in fact, we had a company that was in our spring cohort who already 10X'd. We made a big deal of it, but they were a software company, and they've already 10X.
Is it tech-focused, tech-related, the companies you're
They have to
at?
Be tech or tech-enabled. We had t-shirt companies. We had because they sell online. We had a CPA firm. You know, a lot of the technology that they use is around technology, letting their clients have access to you know, reports and things like that.
You know, so any other company is going to go 10x anytime soon we could invest in?
Yeah. It's classified.
We'd have to pump money into tax capital.
I'm going
to
save that for plead the fifth.
That's right.
So what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making in utilizing social media marketing right now?
One of the big things that I see is that they try to sell something at every interaction, right? They try to sell something every single time. We call it our three R's. When it comes to social media or really any type of marketing, we talk with the first R is relational. You have to be relational to the people, the audience that you're focusing on. And then the next piece, the next R, is relevant. It needs to be relevant to the audience. So if you're focusing on, if your ICP, ideal customer profile, are families, and you know what, your images and all of those things need to reflect families. And the third R is responsive. At some point, you have to ask them to do something, sign up, buy something, you know, mm-hmm. ask more questions, whatever. So that's kind of what we find. And I find a lot of companies try to sell something all the time, and it turns off the people that are getting it because they don't want to be sold to. They want a relationship first, right? They want to feel like they're important.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so David alluded to the next segment, which is our last segment, which is Plead the Fifth. And this one's fun. Okay?
And fun for, did Jeff for you,
tell you
fun
about this?
Your...
Jeff tell you about this?
I don't think he did.
Well, the goal is we're going to ask you 5 questions. You can answer it, and if you do, you get a point. If you plead your Fifth Amendment right against answering it in self-incrimination, we get the point. If you win, we get free consulting for a year. If we win, we get free consulting for a year. If you win, you get one of these nice Yeti mugs that say Shrimp Tank on them.
Those are very nice.
But the idea is we're really going to try and have you not answer the question. Okay. So it's really up to you if you want to plead the Fifth or not. So I got the first one here. So what's the most you've ever charged a client?
$1 million. It depends.
Oh, he's going to answer.
So it would depend on if you're talking annually or if you're talking for a specific
I don't know,
project.
Gordon, you're the mediator here as the producer. What are we talking
here? We'll go one-time fee. We won't go on an annual basis.
$20,000.
Oh, he answered. I thought that was going to be a point
for us,
for sure.
That's a real bargain.
That is
yeah,
a bargain.
It's a real bargain.
Especially, man, you get a marketing company with a bear as the
well, that's
Dave the bear,
right.
Man.
Well,
I'd pay that.
That's the invoice I'm sitting here for. That's it.
No, Dave the bear costs extra.
Yeah. Dave the bear costs extra.
That's
yeah.
right.
Get a picture with Dave the bear. It's another $5,000.
Right. That's right.
So who was the client?
That's question number two.
I have to plead the Fifth.
All right. Name the firm in Conway that's the largest competitor of Dave Creek Media.
Well, that's a hard one.
We got dead air. That's a half a point.
We really have no competition in Conway.
Does that count as an answer?
That's
all right.
He gets off on a technicality.
We should have said Central Arkansas.
Yeah, you didn't say it had to be. An answer doesn't mean it has to be accurate, right? I mean,
All right.
If you sold Dave Creek Media today, how much do you think it'd sell for?
I think it would sell for
millions.
Millions. Why, are you thinking about investing?
Are we negotiating?
That's right. I think for a year and a half old company, based on our current run rate, I mean, I would say probably $1.5 to $2 million.
Gosh,
a bargain right now.
That's pretty good.
And that's only on the table until I leave.
That means we can't win. He's already answered
that's
three.
Right.
But
he's already
this
answered.
Last one, we'll see if you're
we
truthful.
We could add some more, though. I got a bunch in my head.
All right, here it is. Do you think Cadron Capital would be better off in removing Jeff Standridge as a partner?
No.
No.
The answer is a definite no. Jeff
not.
Is the lifeblood. So.
Right. Yeah, I kind of knew. I knew that one. That was a softball.
Yeah, we had to give him one softball.
That's right.
And we also had to give Jeff the needle a little bit.
Well,
since
he's
not here.
I mean, really, I could go on, you know. I mean, because, you know, I do have to disclose that I am a lawyer. So I should have told you that before the show. So, you know, the famous last words of a lawyer in a trial is, judge, just one more question, right?
Right, exactly.
Judge believes that statement from a lawyer.
Right.
David thinks he's the Columbo of the legal world.
But I think, you know, I could ask a bunch of questions about all those 10X companies, man.
I would have to. Yeah, that would have been – That would have helped.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say anything about those guys.
Well, Glenn, you not only fared well, you kind of kicked our butt and played the fifth year. So
that was good.
Congratulations. That was good. Here's your Yeti mug.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, Glenn, we talk about our sponsor, BRS Consulting, talks about rehirement and not retirement. And it sounds like with your 25 years at Axiom, you're in your first rehirement, I would guess.
That's right.
Yeah. So sounds like you're having a lot of fun, you know, staying at your vacation home doing Dave Creek Media on Dave Creek Road or whatever it's called. But, you know, the concept of rehirement is the fact that, you know, really we have life experiences. We have things to give back. We have things that we want to do and accomplish. And one of the end goal of BRS Consulting's rehirement and comprehensive life stewardship planning process is to be a generous steward and leave a lasting legacy. So in this second or this first rehirement, and maybe you'll have many rehirements, what legacy goals do you have for your rehirement years?
You know, I had a very good job at Axiom. It paid very well. It's been great to me over the years. But I found that I wanted to do things a little bit differently. So I'm doing what I'm doing not because of I want to make X dollars. That's not – I still have obligations, but I'm doing it because I want to see what God can do with this company, right? I mean, we have people that we're bringing on, interns, things like that, and we're growing pretty fast. In fact, you know, people have asked me, so ironically, we don't do any marketing for our own agency. Mm-hmm. You know, the Cobbler Kids have no shoes, and you've heard all the – But people ask, so how are you growing? Where do these clients come from? And I've told them, I have the same response every time. We put God in charge of business development, and he's doing a pretty good job. There are story after story where I can point back to, there is no reason this person is here. This client is meeting with us. We'll even ask, how did you find out about us? And someone would say, you know, I remember one exact example. We just Googled marketing companies, and you guys came to the top. We said, okay, great. And then they left, and we're looking at each other going, that doesn't happen, right? Because we're not, and we did it, and you're still not there. For some reason, you know, God put us at the top, and we connected with this guy. So anyway, so that's kind of the legacy I want to leave is building a company that has strong values, and that when people leave, whether it's after a year or whatever, they know that there is a – you can work someplace and enjoy what you're doing and still contribute.
Awesome. That's really good.
And hopefully the big, you know, cash out at the end. So.
Right, he's right.
Yeah, David's writing a check for $1.5 million
awesome.
Right
that's
now.
Right. Awesome.
He's got the checkbook out.
Yeah, we can talk about the investment opportunity there with as much growth as you have there. So.
Well, Glenn, we want to thank you so much for coming on the program today. For folks that want to get in touch with you, learn more about Dave Creek Media, maybe even hire Dave Creek Media, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you or find out more?
The best way is to just send me an email, and it's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at DaveCreekMedia.com. There are two N's on Glenn. The second N is silent, but there are two N's on Glenn.
It's not Glenn.
Same with Crockett. It's
just one T. Second T is silent.
That's right. That's right. Email me, and happy to talk with you.
Great.
You know, I was thinking about that name. I don't want to interfere with, but you know, Glenn Crockett, Dave Creek Media. When I first heard it, I thought of Davy Crockett.
My father's name was David.
Oh, really? That's really cool.
Yeah, he died at the Alamo. I'm not that old.
Well, Glenn, we want to thank you again for being on the show today, and for our listeners, make sure to catch the post-show video wrap-up on our YouTube channel. If you want to hear any past guests, you can visit our website at arkansas.shrimptankpodcast.com. You can subscribe through iTunes, or as we said at the beginning, we're now on iHeartRadio, so you can download the podcast there too. Hey, until next week, stay safe, and remember, to become a shark in the business world, we all start out a shrimp.